Welcome to Madisonville Community College and You. I'm Danny Kober, and with us today from MCC is Betsy Allen. And starting in August, Madisonville Community College will be offering a new literature course, English 231, Crime Fiction. And the class will be held Mondays and Wednesdays at the Muhlenberg campus in Central City with Professor Betsy Allen. And we welcome her to today's program. Betsy, how is this class different from a general literature class?
Well, general literature classes are broad and usually cover a wide range of fiction, poetry, and drama. The focus is for students to understand the basics of literature and then recognize those techniques and some of the great works. But in the crime fiction class, we'll look entirely at short stories that focus on a fictionalized crime, criminals, motives, and detection. We'll still use the same ideas and terms that a general lit class would, but our readings will all be from authors of crime or detective fiction rather from that broad range.
Okay, what are some of the things a class will cover?
We'll start the class by discussing basic literary terms, and that's just so we all have the same vocabulary. So if someone enjoys reading and they've taken a literature class before, this part will just be a refresher. But for someone who hasn't had that background, this will give them an introduction. Now, many of these concepts are things we hear in TV and movies anyway. Terms like plot, for instance, or protagonist are fairly common, so everyone probably has more literary awareness than they realize. We'll just be defining those basic concepts so we can all have a shared frame of reference from the beginning. Then we'll read short stories by writers like Edgar Allan Poe, Arthur Conan Doyle, and Agatha Christie, some of the forerunners of early crime fiction. And we'll move along to modern times with authors like Raymond Chandler, Sharon McCrum, and Stephen King. Again, our focus will be short stories, and we'll look at each work from both a literary and a historical approach.
What can students hope to gain from this class?
Well, from an academic standpoint, it'll count as a general education course that meets the humanities requirement for graduation. But beyond that, learning how to read fiction critically is immensely beneficial in our lives. You learn how to pay attention to words writers use, how to pick up on small details, how to understand character motives and behaviors, even how to predict an outcome of a story when a plot is intentionally vague. And those skills aren't only useful when someone's reading. We need this analysis and critical thinking every day in our personal lives and on the job. In a way, the reader becomes an investigator themselves each time they open a book, and what better practice than with crime fiction? Plus, there are so many current TV shows and movies using elements that writers such as Christie or Doyle established years before. Having a deeper understanding of literature can make the shows we watch even more enjoyable because suddenly we comprehend them on a totally new level. And that's something anyone with the interest can learn how to do.
Okay. Now, if anyone is interested in enrolling in your crime fiction course, who should they contact?
Well, any of our current MCC students can contact their advisor to enroll in English 231 or to see how it fits into their program of study. Any new student should contact our college's enrollment center to start the application process and register for classes. The enrollment center's phone number is 270-824-8657. And I'm always happy to give more information about the class if needed, so anyone interested can contact me, Betsy Allen, at 270-824-1727.
Okay, that's our program for this week on MCC and You with Betsy Allen, and I'm Danny Kober. Thank you for listening.